Back 16 minutes after 11 o'clock, 367-1240, our phone number, 367-1240. If you've got something on your mind, don't hesitate to give us a call as we welcome in our friends from Iberia Crime Stoppers, Sergeant Stephen Gittery, a member of the board, Barry Guillot with us today. Guys, how are we doing today?
Doing well, Jeff. How are you?
Good.
Good, Jeff.
Good. Good to see you guys again. And again, Iberia Crime Stoppers, remind us, Stephen, the mission statement here.
Our mission between Iberia Crime Stoppers and the community is basically to bring us all together as one in order to fight the same goal, and that's to get all of these criminals off the streets while remaining completely anonymous. And if you submit a tip that leads to an arrest, your tip is eligible for a cash reward up to $1,000.
Very good. Got a caller on the line. We'll see if... bailed even before I had a chance to get to him. But phone lines are open. If you do have a question, we ask that you try and keep it consistent with a guest and topics that we have here. But, again, phone lines are open at 367-1240. Barry, what's the board been up to?
Well, we just started our second fiscal year. This is... We had one entire... We got 1 year behind our belt, so we're kind of looking for donations. Anyone can cough up some money to help us out, would be appreciated.
Yeah, again, we talked about the recent fundraiser. Hard to believe that's almost a month ago, but it doesn't solve all the fiscal woes you deal with. And, again, on an annual basis, we want to hand out this reward money. Got to have the money to hand out.
That's right. Yeah, we have to get it from somewhere.
There you go. But, again... feel free to drop a donation in the mail, P.O. Box 11235, New Iberia, 70562, or drop it off at Stephen Gidry's office there in the courthouse.
Yes, sir. I'm located at 300 Iberia Street, Suite 120. It's going to be the big white courthouse on Iberia Street. And I'm located in the sheriff's office section.
There you go. And again, any updates from previous either featured crimes of the week or any reward information, tip information?
Still waiting on the tipster from last week that we discussed to get back in contact with me through P3 tips, so I can give that person instructions on how to move forward to get their money.
So the idea that they're not, again, we talk about how anonymous this program is. Is there still some trepidation, maybe?
Well, I'm not too sure. Some people might be doing it, you know, for
the right
just
reason.
The right reason.
Yeah, which I love it.
Absolutely, and I don't know if they're doing this for the right reason or if it's because of the money. If it's because of the money, great. You know, respond. Let us know so that we can give you instructions on how to move forward from here.
Very good. Again, the whole process is anonymous, leaving the tip, getting that reward money. We don't talk about how you necessarily get that reward money because we don't want to tip off the anonymity of it.
But, that's exactly right.
But again, keeping it anonymous, have we had any complaints that, this was supposed to be anonymous, someone found out?
No, not at all. Other than the people who contact me on my direct sheriff's office line, who are trying to remain anonymous, but you know may leave their voicemail or leave a voicemail with their name and their phone number is associated with it. That is not anonymous. Facebook, definitely not anonymous.
But still encouraged to utilize and follow the Facebook
absolutely.
Page.
Yeah. Absolutely, because I do post updates. I do post the featured crime of the week every week onto our Facebook page.
Did we do it this morning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
Normally I get a notification I didn't notice.
Uh-oh.
But again, that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Right. But yes, definitely moving forward with this Facebook page. It's still, it's kind of plateaued out a little bit membership-wise, but I think we're still at just over 13,600 members.
That's still impressive. That's,
absolutely.
Again, 13,000 people, hopefully, who care and keep their eyes open.
And that's exactly right, because I know a lot of people don't watch news channels so much anymore, so this is just another way for them to see maybe a little bit of information about specific incidents that have occurred in Iberia Parish.
There you go. Once again, featured crime of the week, we talk about that, obviously, and we hear it throughout the week, but it's not the only criminal activity we're concerned about.
Exactly. Once again, like you said, it's just the featured crime of the week. If you have information on anything that has happened in the past or might happen in the future that you have information on, definitely give us a call at 364-TIPS, 364-8477. You can download our free Anderson Software P3 Tips app from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, all for free, or you could submit your tips online at www.p3tips.com.
There you go. Again, the app, easy to download on your cell phone, just about any smartphone. And I have actually seen people still with flip phones, but if you do have a smartphone, don't hesitate to download that. But even if you don't have a smartphone, you want to utilize P3 Tips, p3tips.com.
Yes, sir. And if you don't have a computer or don't have access to the internet, we've got several library locations. We've got several other places that you could go to that you can get your information across.
Yeah, you know, and we've talked about this in the past. For folks who really still struggle with whether or not this is wholly anonymous, that's probably the best way. Go to somebody else's computer. Utilize that if you have any reservations whatsoever, but you got a tip, use the library.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Anyway. Again, the tips hotline still available to you as well, 364-8477.
Yes, sir, it is.
And again, no caller ID. Again, if it goes to your desk or if it goes to the National Call Center, still anonymous.
That's exactly right. And all of these services are available to you, to everybody out there, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you have a tip at 2 o'clock in the morning that you wake up from a dream and say, hey, I remember that, log on real quick, submit your tip. And we'll get it processed.
Yeah, and you mentioned that cold cases, obviously, still, if you all of a sudden find out years later that something happened, that could be a tip.
That's exactly right. Just from the color of a vehicle that you may have seen leaving the scene at that time could potentially be a big break for the detectives.
There you go. Barry, let's bring you back into this conversation. I know I debate who is the new mayor of Main Street these days, but I'm going to give it to you, at least for now, and say, you know, downtown a year or so ago, we had a lot of issues. We had, you know, a lot of homeless issues and some break-ins maybe as a result of that. What are you witnessing these days?
The homeless issue looks like it's kind of drying up. I don't see a lot of that anymore. There's some of it, but, you know, it's not as bad as it was.
Yeah, it seems to have, and again, whether that's because of a concerted effort to help those people out elsewhere in other areas, or just the idea that Main Street has sort of taken control of that issue.
Right.
Been proactive about it.
We've had a couple of instances in the last few weeks of vandalism on Church Alley at the new
which
pocket
is, what a shame.
Yeah, they just finished this park, and these kids come and vandalize them. We have them on camera. I have a couple of buildings down there that have surveillance cameras, and we have them on camera. We know what they look like, and we're looking for them.
Very
and
good.
It's a pity that, you know, we're down here trying to renovate the downtown area, and there are people out there trying to destroy what we're doing, you know.
Yeah, that is a shame. I'm sorry to hear about that. In the last week or so, I really took a walk up and down that area, and obviously it was before the vandalism, but it's such a nice little piece of, like a little getaway in downtown.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and it's, you know, I walk down there, and I see people sitting on the park benches, and, you know, there'll be joggers or jogging downtown. It's a little rest stop for them. They can sit there and rest up and then can continue their run, and it's just a nice thing to have. And the George Rodrigue Park, I saw an artist's conception of it.
Oh, really?
The other day. It's beautiful. It's going to be nice. And I don't know what the the time frame is to build that, but it's coming.
Yeah, I think it's all about getting the money, raising the money finish it. But I'm intrigued. They still have within that artist's rendering, like a large Blue Dog statue of some sort.
Yeah, yeah. It was. I was actually watching. You know, I didn't realize how famous George Rodrigue was on a national level. I was watching a TV show the other day, and they were interviewing an art dealer in Las Vegas, and he had a Blue Dog on the wall behind his desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognized it immediately, and I thought, wow, this is a New Iberia guy painted that painting.
I'll never forget my first trip to New Orleans. I'd moved here just before Hurricane Andrew, and we had to deal with Andrew, and a couple of weeks later, I finally found my way into New Orleans. It was about an hour outside of it. And down Royal Street, I remember going into his gallery and mm-hmm. thinking, this stuff is hip. I'd never heard of it before, but then I eventually realized the platitude that it was on.
Right.
But it's good stuff. And again, to know that he grew up here, cut his teeth here, eventually maybe spent more time in Lafayette, New Orleans, other places, but this is the hometown.
That's right.
So we'll look forward to that. Stephen, let's offer up the featured crime of the week. But again, folks, any criminal activity we're looking for tips on, but tell us about this week's featured crime.
Absolutely. I'd like to preface it with three people are featured with warrants. One of them was caught shortly after the filming.
Okay, cool.
So we're just looking for two now, and I'll explain that in just a second. But on May 3rd, at about 8:30 p.m., officers with the Delcom Police Department responded to Wizard Wash, located off of Highway 14 in reference to a shooting. Through Delcom Police investigation, cooperating with Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office investigation, they were able to apprehend three of six suspects involved in the shooting. Delcom Police are currently looking for two more people in relation to the incident. And those people are going to be Sean Dugan, white male, is currently wanted for attempted first-degree murder, armed robbery, and conspiracy to possess methamphetamines. And Lance Narcisse, black male, is currently wanted for attempted first-degree murder, armed robbery, and conspiracy to possess methamphetamines. And we encourage everybody out there who may know who these people are or where they're at currently to tip us off anonymously at www.p3tips.com.
Yeah, that seems like the lowest of hanging fruit in regards to getting a reward. Someone knows these people. When you
absolutely.
Have a specific suspect, you got a name, you got a idea of where they live. Someone knows these folks. Easy offerings to get a reward.
That's exactly right. And we want to give money away. We want to give that money to these tipsters who are giving us some good information.
Yeah. Last time I checked in with the Delcom PD on that issue, again, a drug deal gone bad, is that pretty much the presumed?
Basically, that's the basis of it all. Yes, sir.
All right. Got a caller on the line, 367-1240. Hi, you're in the air.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Steve. It's Ted Conover in Delcom.
Hey, Ted.
I just want to thank you for your Crime Stoppers this week. It's already started to help us out. As you said, your guys, Iberia Sheriff's Department, arrested Ryan Mesh for us. Kudos to them for going out and getting all that information, able to get him under arrest for us. And just to let you know, we have been contacted by Lance Narcisse's attorney and are negotiating his surrender at this time.
Outstanding. Good. Always good to hear good news.
Yeah.
Now, the person who was shot, what is his status?
He is still in the hospital recovering. He's still in intensive care. He did receive a couple of very serious wounds, and we will be interviewing and discussing things with him as soon as he's released.
Gotcha. Appreciate the call. Anything else, Ted, before we let you go?
No problem. We just want to thank the Sheriff's Department for assisting us with this. You know, we're a small department with limited resources, and they have been a tremendous help to us. And we really appreciate Stephen coming down, the Detective Division, the Warrants Division, Patrol. They've all been extremely helpful, you know, in this. This is a really crazy crime happened in a small community. And, you know, we're glad we're able to get a handle on it and be able to get these people to justice.
It's a team effort, Ted. We're all in it together.
I hear you, my brother. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Ted. 367-1240. So, again, the program works.
It does.
You know, again, when the attorney is contacting, now that you know, the word is out there, that you know, word of mouth is out there, we see that it works.
Absolutely. I mean, once we get some warrants signed off by judges, it's public information now. It's time to get these people's faces out there, especially with the help of News 15 for filming our Crimes of the Week every week. And showing them on their news network for free every mm-hmm. week and reposting throughout the day other crimes of the weeks that have not been solved yet. So, I mean, getting these people's names and faces out there constantly, someone knows.
Yep.
Someone knows, and I think they're just waiting for their break to step away and tip us off.
Very good. Before I let you guys go, anything else you want to add? Barry, anything?
That's about it.
I think we're good now.
All right. Well, again, appreciate the information. Don't forget to be listening to us throughout the week as well for the featured crime of the week. But again, appreciate all the media partners who help out in this endeavor. Again, 364 Tips, the P3 app, p3tips.com, IberiaCrimeStoppers.com. Plenty of opportunities to offer up that anonymous tip.